anyone who wishes to speak neither for nor against the bill but has information they want to give the committee.
This stuff is way over my head, so I don't even know what they've been talking about. But I can tell you this.
Go ahead, your name, please.
My name is Bob Celeste. I'm from Harrison. Now, most of us here just are people, all right? We just own a piece of land, okay? Maybe an acre, maybe a couple of acres. We can't afford Daryl Vayner or whatever that law firm is to sit here for hours and hours. You are our protection against them. If they wanted to come and take my land, I can't pay the lawyer for the first 2 days. Never mind what they can keep me in, tied up in court for. You guys are our protection. You know, I can't call my United States congressman. I'm lucky if I get the third underling to the fourth underling to the helper to the mailroom clerk, all right? I can't call my United States senator. I can go over to Lisa. I'm going to see her downtown. If I don't, I'm going to go knock on her door. You are the guys that we can come to. You're our safeguard. You know, yeah, I've been listening to this, right? Eminent domain should be so simple that a dumb country pastor like me can understand it. I shouldn't have to go, how much do you guys charge an hour?
Excuse me. That's
okay. I shouldn't have to go to a lawyer and pay him to defend me. You guys should be doing that, and I'm hoping that you will do that. Now, I'm probably not even in the right time to speak, and I apologize for that. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions?
Questions?
If there are any, but there don't seem to be.
So don't ask questions.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else who wishes to speak neither for nor against? If not, then declare the hearing on this bill closed.